Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Whenever people decide to clear out a cupboard for you, they not only find that pair of tatty trousers that would do for gardening but never did, or that bottle of different coloured Sam's that was all mixed into a mud colour when you got it home, they also turn out a few skeletons as well. The island draft office cupboard is full of them naturally.
Oh, good morning, Heather.
Oh, good morning, Leslie. Fancy you popping in.
Yes, it's extraordinary. What do you mean?
Well, you're so late this morning, I thought you must have taken the day off.
Oh, well, I did oversleep a bit. I don't suppose I missed anything anyway.
No. No, I think you're just about in time for it.
Yes, of course. Nothing ever happens here before, I am?
Yes. Unless I'm very much mistaken, number one will come out of his office any second now and ask, Mr. Phillips, what on earth's been going on?
Well, that's hardly new, is it? It's happening all the time.
Yes, but this time it's going to be a corker.
I say, is you trying to frighten me, Helen? I'm not in the slightest bit worried. My conscience is perfectly clear, so you... Heather?
Mm-hmm.
How deeply in the muck am I?
Well, number one popped in here about 9:30 and started looking for a paperclip.
Well, I bought one last month, so it's hardly my fault if somebody's lost the dancing.
I wish you'd let me finish, Chatterbox. While he was looking for the paperclip, he went to the cupboard and found all the draft account books.
So that's where they were. I've been looking for them for weeks.
Well, you're supposed to have them made up to date, I believe.
Yes, I know. I'll get them out straight away.
Here it comes.
Mr. Phillips, what on earth's been going on?
I wish I'd bet on it.
Going on, sir? Going on? Nothing.
So it would seem. All these account books are hopelessly out of date.
Oh, really?
Really. I haven't checked it yet, but I imagine that the last entry in the stamp book will be for the purchase of a bob's worth of penny blacks.
Two bob's worth, actually, sir. I'll get down to them at once, sir.
Oh, you're so right, Mr. Phillips. You will. However, in my little investigation into the darkest secrets of that little hidey-hole you call a cupboard, I came across a book marked Unit Comfort Fund.
Oh, Lord. I might have known you'd find it sooner or later. It was a flaming liberty started by your predecessor, sir. The account's dead now.
Mr. Phillips, nothing as healthy as that account could possibly be dead.
Well, I shouldn't let Chief Petty Officer Pertwee know, sir, because he was the most frequent contributor to the fund.
Really? Mm. How surprising.
Oh, sir, she said the most frequent contributor, not the most willing.
I think I begin to see how the fund worked.
Yes, quite so, sir. If our old number one couldn't nobble Pertwee any other way, the chief got done rotten for the comfort fund.
Delightful. And it certainly explains the truly magnificent balance remaining in the account. However, I feel it might be prudent to dispose of some of it.
Oh, sir, I'm pretty skint, so,
Hard luck. I meant some of this balance had better be used on something like, a draft dance.
Oh, what a lovely idea, sir.
Don't let the chief hear you say that, sir, or you'll have the account in the red inside an hour.
Oh, that's all right. Now I've learnt the system, we can soon make it up again, can't we?
Yes, you know, I have a nasty feeling the chief's never going to forgive me for letting you find that Unit Comfort Fund book, sir.
Here, chief.
What is it?
Bubble bass. Have you seen our ladder anywhere?
Do you mind, Johnson? That ladder is a thorn in Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's wallet at the moment.
Eh?
It's the last time I'd do anyone a favour, Johnson.
It's news to me you ever had.
That's right. Go on. Kick a man when he's down. Go on, kick him. I should have known I was nursing a great fat viper in my bosom.
Now I know what's happened. You pulled a fast one and come a cropper.
Nothing of this sort. I merely tried to assist a relative of mine to set up in the window cleaning business. And as a direct result, if Johnsy don't find 25 quid in an hurry, Johnsy's right in the sediment again.
Oh, what a shame.
That's what I like, blind sympathy.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you flogged this relative of yours a ladder, did you?
Flogged it?
Yeah.
No, certainly not. I gave it away. At a fiver.
A fiver for that wreck? Half the blooming rungs were missing.
Yeah, so a certain relative of mine discovered. On the way down.
No, it's a wonder he didn't break something.
He did. But he's making his presence felt here just the same. He reckons that having paid a fiver for that ladder, he's entitled to be mobile. And if Johnsy don't give him a mechanical bath chair, he's going to drop the poison in at Admiralty as to who flogged him the ladder.
Now you know what it's like dealing with a Pertwee.
Look, if you don't stop enjoying this, a Pertwee's going to deal with you in a minute.
That's so. Well, he shouldn't have sold him a ladder with broken rungs.
Well, if you hadn't nipped up it trying to get away from me last week, they wouldn't have been broken.
I still reckon you half sawed through them in case I went that way.
The thought never entered my head. Otherwise, I would have done. Now then, where's Chief Petty Officer Pertwee going to get 25 nipper from us?
Well, why 25?
Because another relative of mine has got a mechanical bath chair in his shop going for 25 quid, of course.
Yeah, I should have guessed that. That's pretty cheap, isn't it?
Well, this mechanical bath chair is a slight mechanical defect, which I do not intend to mention when I hand it over, Joss.
What's that?
No brakes.
I bet the steering's pretty rough and all.
Yeah, I understand a certain slackness has crept in over the years.
Yeah.
Where am I going to get 25 quid from? That's what I want to know. If we had 5 more ladders, we could flog them.
Good morning, Chief. And good gracious.
Good morning, sir. Good gracious.
Yes, just for devilment, I tried the handle on the door outside, and surprise, surprise, the door opened.
Oh, yes, sir, I did, yeah.
I take it that in a moment of misplaced enthusiasm, you flogged the locks, bars and bolts along with everything else.
Yeah, it was too good an offer to... No, sir, no. No, it's just that I've rather a lot on my mind. Just at the moment, sir.
Oh, domestic troubles?
No, sir, no. Family matters.
I see. Well, don't let them upset you too much, Chief, or you'll worry yourself into a mechanical bath chair.
I should have flogged him the ladder.
Chief, I've got a little job for you. It should be right up your street.
Oh, no, thanks all the same, sir, but I've just moved.
I was thinking of holding a dance next Saturday, and I want you to arrange the entertainment. Here's a cheque for £25.
Now, honestly, sir, I... How much, sir?
£25.
Oh, that's funny. Did you notice, Chief? It's the same amount as your relative wants for that mechanical bar...
Belt up!
Well, Chief, can I leave the cheque with you?
Yes, sir, leave it with me by all means, yes.
Well, that's the last you'll see of that and all.
Look, I've told you before, Johnson. Next time you want to say something, write. What's more, when you've written it, eat it.
You're rotten, you are. Rotten. What's more, you harp. Harp. No, harp. All day long, harp, 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 harp.
Look, what's going on? You sound like a bus trying to pass a taxi.
Yeah, that's it, sir, exactly, sir. He does imitation, so that's the cabaret settled, eh, sir? I can let you have him for a fee of, say...
No, Chief, I want professional artists and a professional band. I'm inviting Commander Povey and his wife, so watch it.
If you're inviting Commander Povey's wife, he'd better watch it. incidentally, who's paying for this party, sir?
Oh, didn't I tell you? The unit comfort fund.
Eh? Stole me! Oh, for a minute, I thought you said the...
I did. Good morning, Chief.
It's happened! I knew he'd found out about that flaming fund eventually.
What beats me is how there was still some money left in it when he did find it. You've had weeks to get your hands on that.
Don't think I haven't tried, my son. I've been through that outer office after hours with a fine comb.
Well, now he's found it, you're the one who's going to be short back and sides, all right, aren't
you? Yeah, very short.
Yeah.
So, let's look on the bright side. The mechanical bath chair's paid for and Johnsy's out of the ooze.
But you can't convert the comfort fund's money for that. Bands cost a lot of money. Unless you know someone or happen to have a relative who... I should have known, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should, Johnson. Now, look, next Saturday, you'll be doing the 1, 2, 3 up, 1, 2, 3 up, to Ebenezer Pertwee and his Palm Court rushabouts. You can bring him over in the launch.
Yeah, I knew I'd get dragged in somehow.
Good. If my relatives are going to supply the old slew, the least we can do is pick them up.
Left hand down, a modicum.
Left hand down, a modicum it is, sir.
She'll see Portsmouth any time now, sir.
Really? You're such a pillar of strength in times of stress, Mr. Phillips.
Am I really, sir?
Yes. If anyone else got lost at sea as often as you do, they'd be worried.
Oh, not me, sir. I'm used to it.
Sailing with you, so are we. You realize that Commander Povey and his wife have probably been standing on Portsmouth Harbour waiting for us for over an hour.
Well, he's probably got the evening paper, and perhaps she knits, so they should be able to part... Oh, lummy.
Look, I wish you'd let Commander Povey come over to the dance in his own launch, sir. I mean, I ought to have been on the island arranging the entertainment.
Yes, sir, you've mentioned several times, ever since I told you I wanted the launch this evening, Chief.
Yes, well, I wanted it so Johnson could pick up my... No, I'm getting all muddled here. It's just devotion to duty, sir.
Just a minute. I suppose you have engaged a professional band for this evening, Chief?
Oh, yes, rather, yes.
Good. I had a sudden terrible thought that you might have wanted the launch to pick up any of your relatives who could blow, suck, or thump a musical instrument.
The very idea, sir.
Can I say, isn't that Portsmouth ahead?
By Jove, so it is.
Ah, you know, sir, after a job has been well done like this, well, a chap can't help feeling proud.
Mr. Phillips, through your wild guesswork at navigation, we're over an hour late, and when Commander Povey and his wife step aboard for the return journey, you're going to get well done.
I can see them both on the harbour wall now, sir.
How do they look, Chief?
Sort of glowing, sir. Would you like us to slow down whilst you chuck yourself overboard?
Look, over an hour late. By the time we get over to the island, that wretched dance will be over.
Oh, stop fussing, Henry. You can't dance anyway. Last time you tried, I was limping for a month.
Well, my dear, your feet are rather on the large side.
Henry, I very, very dare you.
Sorry, my love, I was just...
Silence! One more word and you won't go at all. I shall go alone.
But, my love, I'm part of the cabaret.
Your what?
Yes, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee has asked me to do a little recitation for the men.
Oh, very well, you can go. But remember, Henry.
Yes, my love.
This time, no smut.
But you know I wouldn't. But I really...
Here comes the launch at last.
Oh, good. Henry.
Yes, dear?
Smile and wave to our little friends.
Wave to my little... But that shower over an hour late. How do you expect me to...
Don't snap at me, Henry. Wave. Even if they are a little late, they're coming in as fast as they can.
Gee, well, that's true, I suppose. Yes, they certainly are coming into the heck of the... Oh, the fools. They'll never stop in time. Look out. They'll hit the harbour wall. Millicent, run for it.
She's going down!
Stop engines, Chief.
I don't think I'd bother, sir. I mean, when she hits bottom... They'll probably stop themselves.
And that, Mr. Phillips, was probably your lot.
You know, you could be right, sir.
Number one?
What was that?
I think it was Commander Povey from behind those crates, sir. He and Mrs. Povey sort of took cover.
Mr. Phillips, in my time, I've seen some crass idiocy in the service, but let me state here and now.
Henry?
Yes, my love.
Shut up and fetch another launch at once. No, no, but not another word. Go on and be quick about it.
Oh, very well, my love.
That's better. Well, how do you do, gentlemen?
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Bobby?
How do you do, and am I delighted to meet you.
Dance. I hope Henry hires up. I'm really looking forward to this dance.
Splendid. I understand the chief's hired a good band. That's right, isn't it, chief?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, they should be here any time. He's told me the launch. I'm not going to... Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, a lovely band, sir. Lovely, lovely, lovely band. Oh, yes, lovely. Fine music and everything.
Chief, is anything bothering you at all?
Me, sir? Oh, no. I'm as happy as a sandbag.
Here's Commander Fervey with another launch.
Oh, jolly good. I'll soon have you over on the island now, sir.
No, you won't, Mr. Phillips. Enough is enough. I'll navigate this time.
Ginger!
What is it, Chief?
Look, give me another snort full of that punch, quick. My nerves are in a shocking state.
Coming up. Here, what time's that band turning up, eh?
I wish I knew, mate. Number one keeps giving me looks that would put a weaker man in sick bay for a month.
What's happened to Johnson, then?
He's gone to fetch the band from Portsmouth.
Fetch him? What in?
Well, we've sort of borrowed Commander Povey's launch, and... Well, I'm trying to spin things out until he gets back.
Ah, there you are, Chief.
Hey, no, I wasn't, sir. I've got to nip off, sir.
No, you haven't. Where's this band, Chief?
That's what I got. Where's the band? Out. The cabaret. That's it. Of course, sir. The cabaret.
Cabaret? What about it?
Well, the cabaret is just about to start.
Start? We don't want the cabaret until much later.
Oh, yes, we do, sir. Desperately.
No, I think
In fact, I'll tell you what, sir. We'll tell you what, you know what I'll say? We'll have two cabarets.
Two?
Yes, sir, that's the plural of them. Two, yes. One now and one later on. No extra charge at all.
Well, that's better than nothing, I suppose. We'll get on with it.
I say, if you'd like to go and join the others, I'll announce it, sir.
Where's Johnson with my relatives? That's what I want to know. If he's not back here with them by the time we've had the cabaret, I'm really in it.
Gee, what's going on? My wife wants to dance and there's no band.
Oh, it's you, sir. Oh, well, just a very personification I wanted to see, sir. We're having the first cabaret now, sir, and if you're ready to oblige, we...
Oh, I see. In that case, yes, by all means. I've forgotten to bring the poem.
Don't worry about the poem, sir, because I've got the very thing here. Wait a minute, where is it? I have it here. There you are, sir. Now, all you've got to do is read that.
Oh, well, how many verses do you think I should...
All of them, sir. All of them. As many as you like, sir.
Excellent. Well, I'll say one thing for you, Pertwee. You certainly know how to run a cabaret.
Thank you, sir. And I'd better start running it. Thank you, sir. Not stand by. Yeah. Ladies and gents all. Ladies and gents all, please. Yeah, have your kind attention, please. I say, ladies and gents. Belt up!
Much obliged.
Now, ladies and gents, it's cabaret time. And for our first guest tonight is that well-known reader of the riot act. Or, should I say, a reader of poems. Commander Purvey.
Thank you. I should like to start by...
Henry!
Yes, my love?
Yes, Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to start with a poem entitled The Seafarer's Life. With a yo-ho-ho for the bounding main, the tide comes up and goes down again. Where does it come from? Where does it go? Don't ask me, cause I don't know. With a rum-tum, tittle-tum, fiddle-dee-dee, blow you, Jack, there are crumpets for tea.
What?
Verse two,
sir. Verse two, lovely, sir. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Oh, very well. With a yo-ho-ho for the bounding main, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. 30 days has September. When's my birthday? I can't remember. With a rum-tum, triddle-tum, fiddle-dee-dee, if a fly has flew, why doesn't a flea?
Oh, good grief. For the yo-ho-ho for the bounding main, what ho she bumps, she's drunk again.
Well, I can't hold her much longer, Ginger.
I know. Commander Forby's on verse 94 now.
94? Where's Johnson? That's what I want to know. Where's Johnson? Why hasn't he turned up with my relatives?
Perhaps they flogged all her instruments.
Not likely. Who'd buy a washboard and a tea chest with a bit of string on a bloom handle these days?
Blimey, number one will never believe you spent 25 quid on a skipper group.
Well, he'll have to. Nunky's given me a receipt in exchange for the money back on your bar empties.
Hello, Chief.
Fatso! Oh, Fatso! I never thought I'd be so pleased to see your rum-tum-tum again. No. Where's the band?
You better have a word with your Uncle Ebenezer.
Hello, Johnsy boy. Here, we're properly in the cart this time. Aren't you?
Me? Why, where's the others, Nunky?
In the nick at Portsmouth.
Oh, well, that's a... In the what?
Yeah. Our launch got stopped by a patrol boat. We were left hanging about so long, Auntie Flo and young cousin George had to fill in the time somehow.
Oh, blimey, what did they do?
When the patrol boat stopped us, they seemed to have accidentally got all the lead off the Admiral's office roof with them. Hey, it'll be in all the papers.
Well, why didn't you stop them, you silly old fatty?
Stop them? Have you ever tried stopping a pertwee when there's lead about?
No. Blimey, now what are we going to do?
Oh, well, I'll stand up and conduct if you like, but it's going to be a bit silly with no band, isn't it?
You'll have a band all right, Nunky. Here, Johnson, Johnson, quick. Go with the big drum, the cymbals, and the bugle out of the jetty guards up.
Righto.
Bugles, cymbals, and a big drum. You can't play dance music with that.
Well, we got to. Ginger can do the cymbals, I'll play the bugle, and Fatso can bash the drum. Even if he misses the drum and hits himself, he'll still go bong. Oh, stone me. Commander Pogey must have run out of verses.
Where on earth did you get that absolute drivel from? I never felt such an absolute...
You were inspired, sir. You were absolutely inspired, sir. I've never been so moved by anyone's oratoricals in all my life.
Oh, well, perhaps I do have a natural talent.
Oh, yes, sir. You have. You've got a natural talent, all right.
Yes.
In fact, I just had a deputation from the lads, sir. And you know what they asked? They asked if you'd do it all over again.
What, all of it?
Yes, sir, all of it. Off you go, sir. Yo-ho-ho, and a rumpty fiddly dee and all that.
Well, if the nads really want to...
Oh, they do, sir. They love a good fiddle.
Yeah. So, well, in that case...
They'll lynch him, and it'll be all your fault.
I don't care what happens, as long as he holds them until Johnson gets back with the instruments.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
sea man. Where is he? Where's the chief?
Oh, there he is, sir. Over there.
Chief, who started old Thunderguts off again?
We've had 95 verses of Yo-Ho-Ho and the Bounding Drains already.
The Bounding Main, sir, the Bounding Main. It's a popular request, sir. The lads...
Well, it's something unpopular with me. Get him off.
Well, I don't see how I can stop him now, sir. He's stalling.
Okay, Chief. They're on the stage.
What? Oh, well, in that case, sir, don't worry, sir. I'll get him off. Leave it to me.
Yeah, that's what we've done up to now. Look where it's got us. An evening with the Emlyn Williams of Portsmouth.
Well, don't worry, sir. It'll be all right now, sir.
I don't care what you do, Pertwee, as long as you stop old Yo-Ho-Ho.
It's as good as done, sir. Come on, Nunky, and you, Fatso. Ginger, Ginger. Fall into cymbal bashing.
Verse three.
With a Yo-Ho-Ho for the bounding main, I've missed the bus and I've missed the train. So let's go down to the sea in ships, past the salt. It's chop and chips. For the tum-tum, tiddle-tum, fiddle-dee-dee. For the yo-ho-ho and a hee.
Chief!
Yes, sir. I've got a complete and thorough explanation, sir. Sir Malcolm said he was only too pleased to come, but at the last minute...
Why? I take it that this little ensemble is costing us 25 quid.
Yes, sir.
Then, as it stopped old Yo-Ho-Ho in the middle of his rum-tum fiddle-dee-dee, I'd say it was worth it, wouldn't you, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, every penny of it.
After all, we can always make up the loss of next week's Comfort Fund social, can't we, Chief?
Oh, yes. Stanley, you learn fast.
Very. Carry on, Chief.
Oh, I said. And now, ladies and gents, cobbled for the next number. Come on. At you.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Lorrie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasten, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Uncle Ebenezer was Tenniel Evans, and Ginger was played by Michael Bates. What Passed for a Piano was played by Edwin Brayton. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.
The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.